We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Tefillin, Halacha Hey. We're in middle of paragraph Lamed, just about halfway through paragraph Lamed, where Rabbi Nosson Zal opens sort of a new piece. He was talking about the concept of the Bechor as relevant to Esau versus Yaakov Avinu, and why the Bechorah had to first be by Esav, and then Yaakov Avinu took it from him. And now he's going to reintroduce the topic of Makas Bechorahs, you know, when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, how that was the grand finale. That's what finalized getting out of the Golas. V'zeh b'chinas Makas Bechorahs daiko b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. And based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand why Hashem struck at the firstborn of Mitzrayim, exactly when it was time to leave Egypt, va'oz nizkachu b'chayre Yisrael. And it's also from then on that Hashem declared the Jewish firstborn as being sacred, holy. Ki ze ikar yitzias Mitzrayim, because this is really what yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. Ki kol hagoliyos shekluim begolus Mitzrayim nimshochim al yedei zuamas amolek shehu ikar zuamas hanochosh shehu reishis goyim amolek shemimenu mekablim kol hadalet malchiyos shem kol hagoliyos. Rabbi Nosson Zal says we know that all the exiles are given the nickname Mitzrayim, Golus Yovon, Golus Edom, because the word Mitzrayim is Miloshin Meitzar, a constriction, an imprisonment. Mitzrayim means prison. Every Golus was a form of prison. We say, Min HaMeitzar Korosiko. I'm crying out to Hashem from my jail, from my imprisonment. And all of them, all the different exiles, originate from Amalek, from the tumah of Amalek, which is the tumah of the snake, the original snake who convinced Adam and Chavarit from Eitz Hadas, because Amalek is called Reishis Goyim. He is the Minahel, the Mankal of the Sitra Achra, of all the Klippos, all the anti-Jewish forces. And all the Dalet Malchios all receive from him. The Dalet Malchios, which are Bovel, Porasumodai, Yovan, and Edom, all of them receive from Amalek. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran. The Gam, in addition, by the way, another connection between Mitzrayim and all these Goliyos and Amalek is the fact that the Gemara tells us, Soroi shel Mitzrayim hu Edoim, shehu Esav, kemuva. It's brought in the Gemara and the Sifrei Kabbalah that the Sar shel Mitzrayim, at one point, the Sar Shel Mitzrayim was an angel whose name was Reish Hei Beis. I don't want to say the name, because the Arizal says that those malachim, other than the ones whose names are used for Jewish children, like Gavriel, Michoel, Raphael, other than those angels, when it comes to a name of an angel, you're not supposed to mention the name. Because if you do, when you mention an angel's name, you're summoning that angel. It's like you're calling him. And if you call an angel and you're not qualified to, or you don't have something important for him to do, you're in big trouble, chas v'shalom. So when it comes to any of these other angels, we don't mention their name. We'll even mention the letters, or we'll mention the first letters of the name. The angel, there's an angel that's very famous, mentioned in the Gemara, the angel Matat, and then Roin, Reish Vav Nun. And again, we would not mention the whole name together. We would say Matat, and we know we're referring to that angel whose name is spelled Mem Tes Tes Reish Vav Nun, you know, etc. So here, we're told that the Sar Shel Mitzrayim originally was this angel called Reish Hei Beis, and when Mitzrayim went down, he went down also, and was replaced with Edoim, with Amalek. There's a pasuk where it speaks about Kriyas Yamsuf. It says Ves Rodfehem Hishlachta v'metzoilos. Those who were pursuing the Jews, Hashem threw them all the way down. So the Sforim bring that the first letters of Rodfeim, Hishlachta v'metzoilos, is that angel who was originally the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, letting us know that he went down. And he was replaced with Edoim, which is Esav. V'chol ikar kashius ukvedus lev shel paroi, and the whole heaviness and hard-heartedness of paroi, which wouldn't allow him to release the Jews, nimshach mebechinas hoapikursus v'hakfirois shenidbak boy. It all came from his anti-Hashem, his atheism, his lack of faith and acceptance of Hashem, shanimshach michol haponui, which comes from the top, which comes from that cholol haponui, that vacated space where kaviochel Hashem took himself out of a certain place to a large degree. And we said that that's the source and the cause for apikursus and kfira. So Paroi got his attitude from there. Shehu b'chinas Amolek, and we said earlier that the cholol haponui is synonymous with Amolek, because Amolek is called rachis, meaning he goes back to the beginning. He draws on that rachis, on what happened when Hashem first created the world, that original tzimtzum. Ukama shekosav shom Rabbeinu Zal al pi boy al posuk boy al paroi ki ani hichbadati es liboy. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 64 that we mentioned earlier, where he addresses this issue, ki ani hichbadati es liboy, I have hardened the heart of Paroi. She Paroi hu bechinas cholol haponui. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that Paroi is associated with that cholol haponui, shemishom nimshach kvedus liboy. And that's where his hard-heartedness towards Hashem came from. The word lifroa means to be mevatel. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen first came telling Paroi to release the Jews, Paroi's response was, Lomo tifru esomazeh. Why are you causing these people bitul melacha? So we see that the verb lifroa means to be mafriya, you know, means to disturb, to cause disturbance, or especially like to nullify. So the word paroi is associated with the cholol haponui, which is the place where Hashem's presence is nullified from almost completely. And that's where his attitude, that's where he got that koyach to keep ignoring Hashem after getting punched and punched again, but he kept coming back with a no. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Vayhi ki hiksho faroi l'shalchenu, that when Paroi had toughened himself again to refuse to release us, Bechinas kishui hoylada. This is that difficulty that a woman has in giving birth. It's called maksha leilet kishui hoylada, and we said that geula is a form of birth. So that hard-heartedness that Paroi had towards geula was synonymous with this hard difficulty that a woman has in giving birth. Al kein, therefore, vayaharoig Hashem kol b'chor beretz Mitzrayim. Hashem killed out the b'chorim of Mitzrayim kedei lachnia b'chor de sitra achra, in order to thereby weaken and bring about the downfall of the first of the sitra achra, hanimshach mi b'chora shel Esav, which comes from that first, that birthright of Esav, b'chinas reishis goyim amolek, which is tied into the reishis again, that cholol haponi, as we mentioned in the previous year, that it's all about that where the biggest problems come from, that are anti-Hashem, comes from that cholol haponui, which is referred to as rachis. That's the beginning, like before the world was created. And we said that's where Esav got his bechira from, because he's connected to that cholol haponui. And that's where Amalek draws his strength from. He's called rachis goyim Amalek. And that's where Paroi was also plugged in. Therefore, when Hashem decided he had it with Paroi, that when Hashem was going to finally put an end to the misery, how did Hashem do it? By taking a shot at that first, at the rachis, at the bechor. We're going to wipe out the bechor of Mitzrayim. That's this koyach of this rachis, the cholol haponui. Mibchinas hakfirus hanimshochem echolol haponui shekodam loilam. This is that kfira, that denial of Hashem, that comes from that cholol haponui, that vacated space. Kedei lahachnia kol zeh, in order for Hashem to thereby weaken all of this sitrachra, ulahagbir b'chayre Yisrael. And when this side goes down, the other side goes up. It's a seesaw. So by bringing about the downfall of the b'chayre Mitzrayim, this brought about the elevation for the b'chayre of Klal Yisrael. Shehem mekablem mea b'chayre shel Yaakov. They draw from the birthright of Yaakov Avinu. Shezocho al yidei emunosoi lavor al hachola aponui. As we learned earlier, as Rav Nosson Zal had quoted from chapter 64 in Likutei Moharan, that the Jewish people are called Ivriim. Why? Because we don't get stuck at the chola aponui. We see the chola aponui, no problem. We just skip right over it. We are over. We are called Ivriim. The Lashon of Ivri, that we know when there's an obstacle there that we should not engage, no problem. We go around it. We pass by it. That's all. Because we said that the questions about Hashem that come from the Cholol Aponi, we are not allowed to address as long as we're in a body, as long as we're in this materialistic world, we do not have the kelim. We don't have the intelligence to be able to have the answers. There are answers, but we regular Jews aren't qualified to do that at all. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu, through his emuna, was able to skip over the Cholol Aponi, lavor al kol hakushyos v'chakirois hanimshochem mishom, and bypass all the questions and the doubts that come from there, uledabek esatzmoi b'Hashem yisborach, and to attach himself to Hashem, shehu rishoin v'koidem lakoil. Hashem is before. If the goyim want to say they're first because they're plugged into the chol aponui, no problem. We're before that. We come from the one who created the chol aponui, which is Hashem. We're connecting to what comes before the chol aponui, which is Hashem himself. Shemishom ha-bechoyre digdusha. That's where the bechoyre of holiness is connected to. Vayideze yotzu Yisrael mimitzrayim. And that's what resulted in the Gula, in the Jews leaving Mitzrayim. Shehu b'chinas leida, which we said is a birth. Ve'oz niskachu ha-bechoyrois litnom lakoyim. And that's when Hashem gave the instructions, that's when the Torah gives us the mitzvah of giving the firstborn to the Kohen. Shehu mekabel kedushosoi mebechinas zokein dekdusha. We know that the Kohanim, they are the holy ones of the Jewish people, the kidashtoi, the Kohanim, and they draw their holiness from the zokein, from the holy elder. We're speaking about reconnecting to the story in the Sipurei Maaseis, about each one of those elders who showed he was older and he was older. Bechinas zekan aharoim. As the Pasuk in Tehillim speaks about, the zekan, the shemen hatov hayored al zekan aharon, referring that Aaron HaKohen draws his holiness from the zekan, from the zokein of Kedusha, from the elder. Shehu bechinas tikune dikna, and this is also a remez to the tikunim of the beard, we said, which again refers to one of the highest levels of holiness. Hanim shochim al yedei ho'iver hanal, which we draw on via that blind betler. Shenichlal be'ein soif, who had plugged into nothingness. He's the one who said, when they said, I remember this, I remember everything all of you remember, and I remember nothing. Meaning, I connect back to what was before everything, when it was just the infinite light of Hashem, shekodam lakoil, which preceded everything. Sheshom kol ha'olam eino oila kerafayim. When a person's up there, the whole physical world is like a blinker. It isn't even like a blink of an eye. It's nothing, as we mentioned earlier. Why? Kedei lekadesh hab. Why did Hashem give us this mitzvah to give the bechor to the kohen? Kedei lekadesh habechor, in order to thereby sanctify that firstborn. Shehu hoylodo rishayna laham shechol of kedushas habechor shel Yisrael, to draw upon him the holiness of the birthright of the Jewish people, shehi bechinas ha'emuna, which is the emuna. Because as we showed earlier, again, that there was a Hashem created the world. Before the world was Cholol Aponui. Before Cholol Aponui was Hashem. And the Jewish people who are in this world, Even though we're in this world, we have the ability to bypass Chol HaPonui and connect to Hashem with Emunah. Questions, we know there's questions. There's a Yiddish statement where they say, Mit Emunah in Ishdokin Kashis, On Emunah in Ishdokin Terutzim. A person who has faith has no questions. A person who doesn't have faith has no answers. You can give them all the answers in the world and still Chas V'Shalom going to hold on to that. Through this emunah, we're able to skip over all the wrong kind of chachmois, philosophy, asking the wrong kind of questions about Hashem, and secular wisdoms which are not beneficial to us. And we believe in Hashem who preceded everything. And this is why note the wording in the pasuk when it speaks about the bechor giving the bechor to the kohen, it says v'ha'avarto kol peterechem l'Hashem. You will pass on. Again, that same word la'avor. You will v'ha'avarto kol peterechem l'Hashem. It could have said v'nosato. You will give. Why does it use that word v'ha'avarto? V'ha'avarto daiko. Kalidei k'dushas bechor. Because by processing the Bechor, the Jewish Bechor, with holiness, we pass over the Bechor, the Sitra Achra, the Esav, whose source is the Chol HaPonui. Because through the holiness of the Bechor, which it draws from the Kohen, by giving the Bechor to the Kohen or redeeming him, Mamshichim emuna shlema. We draw solid faith into that child. Shaydeze oivrim al kol hachochmois, which gives us the ability to skip over, to bypass all of the problematic chochmois. Like what the Greeks tried especially to impose on the Jewish people. They weren't interested in us Jews becoming smart. They knew, like every other nation knows, that the Jews are the smartest. What they want to do, they want to replace our source of smarts. They want to replace our emunah and the chochma satoira with chochma yevonis. V'alkein ikar hatfilin heimedabrim yitzias mitzrayim ukedushas bechoyrim ve'emunah. And this is why if you look in the parshias of tefillin, you see that the main topics there are leaving Egypt, the holiness of the Bechor, and faith in Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echod. Ki hakol echod, because all three of these are connected to each other. Ki al yidei emuno, oivrim al kol hachochmois, hanimshoch michol haponui. Because with emuno, we are able to get around and to overcome and to bypass all those chochmos that come from the chol haponui, which are chochmos that are anti-Hashem, you know, questioning Hashem, philosophy. Shezeo b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's synonymous with leaving Egypt, because it's getting away from Paroi. Paroi is also chol haponui. We're leaving there. B'chinas kedushas b'choyrim kanal. And this is also the holiness of the b'choyr being the first, and our first precedes the Chol HaPonui. Our first is when it was just Hashem. It's going back to basics, going back to simple faith in Hashem. Umishom ikar hatfilin. And this is where our tefillin draw their energy from, their power from. Shehem hischachus hamoichin vachius. We learned earlier that tefillin is all about receiving new sechel, new life, new spiritual life every day. Ki ikar hischachus hamoichin vachius mekablim al yedei emuna shehu ikar hachayim. Because the main renewal of our seichel and spiritual energy we get through emuna, which is the essence of life. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, ba'oyer penei melech chayim. That through the light of Hashem's face, that's where we draw life from. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains. Because through our faith, the fact that we believe that Hashem created the world from nothing, literally from total nothingness, Hashem created everything according to His will from complete nothingness. achar heder hagomor, after there was total nothingness, ukemoy shehu yisborach, chidesh esoilam yesh me'ayin hamuchlot, just like Hashem was capable of bringing, introducing a new world from total nothingness, kemoy kein hu mechadesh gamato betuvoy b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem does that, it repeats that every single day, brings a new existence into the world. Ve'ikar chidesh ma'aseh bereishis b'chol yom hu al yedei hachma. And how does Hashem renew the whole creation of the world? Through chachma, kama shekosuv, kulam b'chachma osisa. That Hashem created everything with chachma. Sheheim hamoichin chodoshim, hanimshochim b'chol yoyim, lahakiroisei b'chol yoyim echodosh, b'yediya v'hakora chadosha. This is the new seichel that a Jew is given every single day, by which to be able to recognize Hashem and understand Hashem anew. And it's by a Jew doing that, by a Jew learning about Hashem, learning new things about Hashem every single day, that's how we participate in this Chidush Maisa Bereishis. Just like the original creation was with Chachma, the new Chachma that a Jew takes on every single day is what renews the creation. Bebechinas, with Hashem's toiv, He renews creation. What is toiv? The Gemara says, "Ein toiv ela Torah." Toiv is the Torah, like the pasuk says, "Ki lekach tov nosati lochem torosi al tazoivu ve'ein toiv ela tzadik." And toiv is the tzadikim. There's a pasuk, "Imru tzadik ki toiv." Hainu hatzadik ho emes. This refers to the true tzaddikim who are zoiche to a new understanding of Hashem, new understandings in Torah every day. And that's how they participate in bringing about a new creation of the world every day. And that's what our tefillin are plugged into. That's where the tefillin receives its power from. Now Rav Nosson Sal is going to pull it together and clarify. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. Ki be'emes ha'koil echod. Because in reality, these different things, these things that seem to be different that we're mentioning here, are really all one. Ki hoiledes nefesh mi'Yisrael. Because the concept of giving birth to a new child, bringing a new child into the world. Ulevatel ha'kishui hoilodo. And eliminating the pain that the woman is going through when she's waiting to give birth and the baby's not coming out, humamish bechinas yitzias Mitzrayim, is literally the same concept as the Jews leaving Egypt. Because you picture a woman who's ready to give birth, she gets to the hospital, and the doctors say she's open so much, but she's not ready, can't get started. And she's screaming, oi, oi, it's hurting. That's called makshalele, the person in the throes of wanting to give birth and not yet being able to, that's called kishui hoylada. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now that the kishui hoylada and the leda of a child parallels exactly the difficulties that we had in leaving Egypt and the geula. Shehu bechinas hoylodo kanal, which is also a birth, as we said earlier. Achar shebitel Hashem yisporach bechinas akishu hoylodo. If the leaving Egypt after Hashem put an end to the birth pains al yedei harigas b'chayrim Mitzrayim, how did Hashem put an end to it? The grand finale was when Hashem wiped out the firstborn of Egypt. Shezeo bechinas, that's the pasuk that says, Vayhi ki hiksha faroi l'shalcheinu, when Paroi was declaring kishui hoylada, when he was hardening his heart to say, no, you're not leaving, Vayaharoi Hashem kol b'chor b'emetz Mitzrayim, Hashem wiped out all the firstborn of Egypt, of the Egyptians. Ki b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, shehu bechinas hoylada, because at the time of leaving Egypt, which we said was a birth, that's when the Jewish nation was born, right? Oz nizgale ho emuna hakdoisha. There was an incredible revelation of emuna at that time. What does the pasuk say? Vayaminu b'Hashem, vayar Yisrael es hayod agdol asher osa Hashem in Mitzrayim. The Jews witnessed Hashem's powerful hand in Mitzrayim. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moish avdoi. There was an unbelievable aliyah to the emuna in Hashem and the emuna in the tzaddik. Bechinas emunas chidish oilam. And Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes throughout Likutei Moran that one of the most basic, critical points in emuna is the ability, the belief that Hashem was able to create the world from nothing, from total nothingness. Chidush oilam, meaning something new from complete nothingness. Shezeh ho'ikar shenizgalos. That's the main thing. That's the main message that was broadcasted at that time. Through all the incredible miracles and wonders that Hashem did for us at that time. You see it in the Torah. The Torah says, what was the bottom line? The bottom line was, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moish avdoi. V'alkein paroi melech Mitzrayim. And therefore Paroi, the king of Egypt, who draws his koyach from Edoim, from Amalek, Shehem hakfirus shel chol alaponui, they represent the atheism, the denial of Hashem that comes from the chol alaponui, rotzu la'akev es Yisrael begolus. That's why they wanted to keep us in exile. They wanted to keep us in that state of not being able to be born. And the main thing that they were trying to do battle against was the emuna that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to broadcast. Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to show the whole world to believe in Hashem. And Paroi and Mitzrayim were fighting that. They were going to try to deny that and try to convince the world not to believe in Hashem. Shehu emunas chidush olam, and not to believe that Hashem created the world from nothingness. Al kein, therefore, hiko Hashem kol b'choreim. Hashem struck at all of their firstborn. Shenim shochem ebchinas b'chore de sitrachra. They draw from the b'chore de sitrachra. Shehem hakfirus hanim shochem echol alaponienal. Which is what, from there. V'chein b'shas hoylodo mamish. And this is exactly what happens when a woman is about to give birth, when a Jewish woman is about to give birth. K'shetzrichen lohoylid nefesh miYisrael, when a new child, a new Jewish child is about to enter the world. V'chol nefesh miYisrael, hu hizgalus chodosh, v'das chodosh lahakir esmi shomar voyoylam. Every birth of a Jewish child is a new revelation. It's new das coming into the world. Another child is going to be brought into recognition of Hashem. Kize klal. Now listen to this. Here Rav Nosson Zal is quoting from the Sifrei Kabbalah, and he's teaching us a very important yesoid. Kize klal. This is a rule. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiseh shtei pomim dover echad. Hashem never repeats himself. Hashem never duplicates anything exactly the same as before. K'moy shomer Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal said, shafilu neshomois hamegugolim, that even when a soul comes, returns to this world for another round, ein oiso haneshoma biatzma bo bepam shnia k'moy borishoina. The neshoma does not come back exactly in the same shape and format that it was in the previous Gilgul. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oise shtei pomim dover echad. Because Hashem never does the same thing twice. Ve'ein mizgalgeles ois haneshoma biatzma k'moy borishoina. That neshoma is not coming back exactly the way it was at first, but rather, rak neshoma zois im ruach ze, oi nefesh ze im ruach, oi nefesh ze im ruach ze, v'chulu. But rather, there's always something additional added or changed in the soul that's being brought back. Ukiyotze boze, nimtza, so we see therefore from this, shehu inyan achar v'dover chodosh legamri. So therefore, every child that's born, we don't say, oh, it's the same old thing again. The Arizal says on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it says, dor holeich v'dor bo, a generation leaves and a generation comes. The Arizal says, Very often it's the same generation, same guys that left, they're right back again. The Arizal says sometimes a person passes away and they're sitting shiva, and at the shiva someone gets a mazel tov, a child is born. And you don't know that the guy that left is already back. He's back in town and he's here again. He started the round two, round 64. But Rabbeinu Zal tells us a very critical thing, which the Arizal mentions also. The same exact. Hashem never duplicates. It's always some change. Maybe the same nefesh with a different ruach. There's some variation. There's some difference. Nimtza shebechol pam shenoylad nefesh miYisrael noylad seichel chodosh. So therefore, every time a child is being born, it's a new neshama, a new seichel. Because another word for neshama is seichel. Ki ikar hachius v'hanefesh hu haseichel. Because the main spiritual life inside a human being is the seichel. Shehu haneshama v'hachius. That's the soul of the person, and that's the spiritual life of the person. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, nishmas shakai tivinim. Their heavenly soul gives them understanding. So we see that the tvuna of the person, the seichel of the person, is the neshama. Kamashikos of Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 35, Hainu shenoylad v'nimshach nefesh chodosh boilam, meaning that when a new nefesh is coming into the world, shehu b'chinas seichel chodosh, that's a new seichel, kidei liskois lahakir oisei yisborach, which is going to be introducing a new recognition of Hashem. Every new Jewish child that comes into the world is something different, something different, something new that hasn't been here before. And this child has the ability, the potential to introduce a new recognition into the world that nobody else has brought so far. Ki b'chol dor v'dor nizgale elokusi yisborach b'yediyo chadosho. Because in each and every single generation, recognition of Hashem is being brought into the world with a new das, new recognition. Every day there's new sforim coming out, new teachings, new revelations, new things, even just technology. You talk about the Industrial Revolution, you talk about how people believed in Hashem in the 1800s versus how people believe in Hashem in the 1900s. You know, at that time, you know, you tell a person that, you know, Hashem is listening to everything you're saying, most people would crack up and say, Hashem is listening. The guy down the block can't hear what I'm saying. What are you talking about? You're nuts in the head. But today we know that a guy can have the tiniest, a micro little piece of metal somewhere on his body, and people 6,000 across the world, the Shabak or the FBI, is hearing every conversation that the guy, better than if they were in the room. They're better sound quality. You know, the things that have, the Chofetz Chaim, other great tzaddikim, said that one of the reasons why this technology was introduced was because Hashem saw there's going to be a Yerida Sadoiris, that the generations are going to get weaker and weaker spiritually. And therefore, in order for us to be able to believe in Hashem, we needed a radio and a TV and all of these things to be able to show us, that if you thought they couldn't store all the information, again, you tell somebody that they're keeping records upstairs on every single guy, a guy would crack up. You can't even keep records on me, what I do in a day, you need a whole building. Who knows how many worlds you'd need to store information on it? Today we see a little chip, you know, can store 30 million accounts of a bank, you know, of the biggest banks in the world. All the information could be on a little card that a guy has that's in a safe somewhere, you know, to be able to show. So we see that there's a new revelation in every generation, every day, of things to strengthen the emunah in Hashem, to broadcast this message of faith in Hashem. Kefi habirurim shel haneshamos shenizbarim b'chol dor. That's related to the processing and the sorting out and the tikkun of the souls that's taking place in each and every single generation. It's like an assembly line. The soul is going through an assembly line. It comes to the world in one generation, and it has certain procedures done on it to elevate its emuna and hakorah of Hashem. But it's not enough. It has to come down again in the next generation and go through what it goes through living in that during that period to increase its recognition of Hashem, and you know, and keeps happening again and again. כי בשביל זה השם יסבורך מטריח את עצמו כביוכל בכל דור ודור, because it's for this reason that Hashem goes through the bother, puts in the effort, in a sense, in every single generation, lekayim urahanege soilomoy midor lador, to keep the world existing, you know, and to run the world from generation to generation. Why? Kedei levarer haneshomois beyoser mizua masanochosh, because in each generation, our souls are going through another cleansing process to remove the stain, the impurity from the original snake, from what Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. Kedei sheyakiru oisoi b'chol dor v'dor b'tosefet hakoro v'yediya chadosha, so that in each and every single generation, the souls should come to recognition of Hashem with a new recognition. In each and every single generation, it's a new form of recognition of Hashem and awareness of Hashem and understanding of Hashem. Kefi toisefes habirur shenizbara b'chol dor v'dor, based on the additional processing that's being done on that soul in each and every single generation. We know lahavdil, people that make certain things, they make metals or different things. In order, there are procedures that have to be done for when you take the metal out of the ground, you got to put it into a fire for a certain length of time. And that's phase one of the process. After the fire, you got to put it into water to harden the metal. And after that, you got to dip it in a different chemical. And these are all preparations for this metal to be able to use in an airplane, in a fighter jet, because of the different properties that metal has to have to be able to handle the altitude and the wind and the sun, all the different conditions. It's got to be put through these procedures. Lahavdil, our souls have to go through process after process after process. Each generation, it's going through different procedures of processing it and scraping off, getting rid of the junk. Same thing as with the metal. When you take the metal out of the mountain, it's got all kinds of junk. The first thing you got to do is separate the quality stuff from the junk, the gold ore from the other stuff. And in order to keep refining it and refining it, to get it ready for its ultimate purpose, which is total recognition of Hashem, total awareness, recognition, and respect for Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas, this is the pasuk that the Torah says in Parsha Shmois, Ze shmi le'olam, veze zichri le'dor dor. Hashem says, this is my name forever, and this is the way I am to be remembered and recognized from generation to generation. Bechinas, as we also say, Ledor Vador Nagid Godlecha. From generation to generation, we pass on, we speak about your greatness. So we see that this is a proceed, you know, there's a process that's taking place. And that's why it's taking so long, and that's why it has to go through different phases and different stages. A person sees, for example, you know, a woman's about to give birth. And the doctor shows her on the screen, the sonogram, whatever, look, the baby is totally ready, but it's upside down. And in order, there's a stage where the baby has to turn around, and if it doesn't, they can't do a natural birth. Sometimes they have to go the other way, they have to use an operation, but look at how this works. Look how there's step one, step two, there's 5 million steps that have to take place from conception to initiation to this. And then the last minute, everything, all the ingredients, everything's there, but it's turned the wrong way. And until it makes that turn, it isn't ready to be able to come out. V'alkein, b'chol eis shebo nefesh chodosh, shehu b'chinas seichel v'yediyah chadosha, lahakir oise yisborach, legal semenos yisborach bo'ilam, and therefore, every single time that a new soul comes into the world, which is synonymous with new seichel, new recognition of Hashem, that's going to reveal faith in Hashem, that's going to be broadcasting emun in Hashem, b'chinas, as the pasuk says, Doer ledoer yishabach masecha, that from one generation to the next generation, we're going to praise Hashem's actions again. We're going to recognize Hashem. Azai mizgarebose zuamas amolik. Amolik sees that and he don't want that to happen. That's not what he wants. Shehu zuamas anochosh. Amolik, who dates back to the original snake. And therefore he wants to block this child from being born. This is why women experience this struggle, this difficulty before being able to give birth. Because on a spiritual level, where does that difficulty come from? It's coming from that original nochosh, from the chet of Adam Arishon. That's when Hashem said, "Be'itzavoin." Be'etzev tel dibonim, that giving birth to children is going to come be'etzev, with struggle, with depression, with heaviness, with difficulty. She'oz nigzar be'etzev tel dibonim. That's when Hashem issued that decree. So every single Jewish woman that experiences that difficulty, it's a wire that goes back thousands of years to the pagam of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal writes, "Shemizmor lesoido mesugol lemakshaleleid." That a woman, when a woman is going through chas v'shalom tremendous difficulty in giving birth, one of the best things for her to do, or her husband, the people around, is to recite the chapter in Tehillim, "Mizmor lesoido," which we say every morning in davening. That it's mesugol to say it on her behalf. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Loimor isoy bishvila," to say it on her behalf, where she can say it. Ki mizmor l'soido medaber me'emuna. Because what's the message in that chapter of Tehillim? It's broadcasting faith in Hashem. Kemo shekosuv, de'u ki Hashem hu elokim. Realize that Hashem is the master. Kemo shekosuv, exactly. U'mesayim, and that chapter finishes with the words, v'ador v'ador emunosoi. And from generation to generation, we will pass on this message of faith in Hashem. Ki ikor hu emuno nischatsho v'nischasko midor ledor al yedei hischatshus haneshomois. Because the renewal of emuna in every generation is brought about by the new children that are being brought in every generation. Each new Jewish child is a new moyach, a new seichel coming into the world of that has the potential for recognition of Hashem. And again, that's the purpose. This is something we have to keep reminding ourselves. People are zecher to have children and families, and we're raising our kids, and we want them to be able to earn a living, and we want that. What it's really all about is, what it's really, really all about, what's the whole purpose of the entire world? Hakor, being makira, recognition of Hashem. That's what the world was created for. The world was created, the mission in Perkei Avos is kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu ba'olamoi loibora elo lichvoidoi. Everything that Hashem has created in the world and in all the worlds, He created for His honor, for recognition of Hashem. That's the purpose. And if we, anything else we're doing, any other things we're getting diverted into, it's diversions. We're being taken away. We're taking our eye off the ball. As long as we remind ourselves that all the time, what is, I wake up in the morning, the lights are, everything's, the alarm clock's going, the kids are, what's my mission? My mission is recognition of Hashem. Emuna in Hashem and recognition of Hashem. That's what I want to have, and that's what I want to be broadcasting to every member of my family, to all my friends. That's what it's all really, really about. That's why Hashem created the world. That's why the world is existing. That's why we're still in Golus. Because until we come to a certain level of that recognition, we're still being punched. Al kein, therefore, al yedei zeh mevatlin kishu hayloda. This is why Rabbeinu Zal said, by reciting that chapter in Tehillim, Mizmor Lesoida, which speaks about emuna, recognition of Hashem, that's how we eliminate, we put an end to the difficulty in the birth. Ki ikur bitul kishu hayloda, hi al yedei emuna. Because the main thing that eliminates the difficulty in birth is emuna. V'al kein, ho ikur hu tfila. And this is also why the most important thing when there's such a crisis, when a woman is about to give birth and she can't give birth, what do? You pull out your Gemara? The answer is that's a very good thing. It's always a good thing. It's a tremendous mitzvah. But what do we see Jews do when push comes to shove? They pull out the Tehillim, where they start begging Hashem. The Ikar is tefillah, kemoy shenoyagin kol Yisrael Laharbois bitfila b'shvil makshalele. That's what all Jews do. These Jews and those Jews, all the 36 flavors, they daven hard when a woman is experiencing this kisha makshalele. Ki hatfila hi bechinas emuna. Because tefillah is synonymous with emunah. Tefillah is one of the most obvious expressions of faith in Hashem. When you're talking to Hashem and you don't see Him, and that's emunah. Just like it's a pasuk in Chumash. When Amalek came to attack the Jews, Amalek we're talking about here. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? It doesn't say vayil. It says vayehi yodov emunah. His hands were outstretched in faith. The Targum says prison bitzloi. His hands were outstretched in tefillah. That's what he did to finalize that birth. That's what eliminates the pain and difficulty in birth. Shebo me'amolek, which comes from Amolek, shubchinas kfirus, who is the ultimate in denial of Hashem. He wants to prevent a new child, a new Jewish child, from coming into the world. Why? Because he knows every Jewish child that's brought into the world is a potential for revealing emuna, and especially emuna in chiddush olam. And this is the concept of the holiness of the firstborn. Ki ikar hu hayloda rishoina, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, and even the Gemara says, that the most important child is that firstborn, that bechor. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that the firstborn gets 100%, and the other kids get like a copy of what he got. You know, they get a copy, they get different percentages. The firstborn gets a tremendous majority from the moyach of the father, from the parents. That's the real renewal. In other words, when a couple gets married, and when they're zocheh to bring the first child into the world, that's the chiddush. That's now something new. A new family is being introduced into Klal Yisrael. She'oz mizgara b'yoser. And that's why the Yetzer Amalek, the Sitrachra, fights that the most. There's a pasuk tzora kemavkira, you know, the difficulty like the first birth. Alkein tzrichin lekadesh habchor. That's why we have to take a special step of sanctifying that firstborn, litnoi lakoyin, to give him to the koyin, as we said earlier. Shaydeze machnien bechor de sitrachra. By doing that, we defeat the bechor de sitrachra, which is Amalek. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk says, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, right after they came out of Egypt, Amalek came to attack them, and the pasuk says there, Milchomo Lashem ba'Amalek, midoyer doyer, that the battle against Amalek is not a one-time shot, it's from generation to generation. Just like we showed before, what are the Jews trying to propagate and promote from generation to generation? Emuna, ledor vador nagid godlecha, right? Dor ledor yishabach masecha. Amalek is the antithesis of that. Amalek is milchom al Hashem b'amalek, midor dor. Midor dor daika. Look at the wording here. Ki hu mizgaber b'chol dor daika. Because Amalek comes back strong and new in every single generation. Ki hu melech zokein uksil, because he is that old, foolish king. Ve'einoi roitze behizchatshus hamoichen v'achiyus, shenim shachayde izchatshus haneshomos, shemizchatsh midor dor. He doesn't want that that renewal of the moich, the new chiyus that comes into the world through the new souls that are mitchadesh midor ledor. Ki hu koifer b'chidish olam, because Amalek denies the newness of the world. Shemishom kol ha'hischatshus shel kol ha'moichin, which is the source of the renewal of all the brains, all the seichel of the world. Shehu b'chinas uvetuvoi mechadesh b'cholim tomed ma'aseh b'reishis. V'alkein parshiyos ha'tfilin maschilin mehoiloda. And this is why our four parshiyos of tfilin, what does it start with? Kadesh li kol b'chor. Ki ha'hoiloda because giving birth is what tefillin is all about. Tefillin is a new birth, a new spiritual birth today. I put on tefillin today, I'm activating new seichel, the new seichel for today, which is this birth. To renew his thinking and his spiritual life each and every single day. To make a new beginning in serving Hashem every single day. Now we have something to add here that'll blow your minds, I hope. You hear what we're learning here? I'll show you how the Chassidish Sforim and how these tzaddikim looked at the Torah, you know, had eyes to look at the Torah to really clarify things. We mentioned this word now in this shiur, midor dor, dor ledor yishabach masecha, dor dor, milchom al Hashem amolik midor dor. The Bnei Yisachar, which is one of the fabulous Chassidish Sforim, mentions this topic in a number of places, but I believe that the main place is when he talks about Purim, about Amalek, Haman Amalek, who went against the Jews, and he explains there, what's this door bit? What's this door story? And he says that this word, door, is the whole story. We know that the Gemara tells us and the Halacha tells us that faith in Hashem, the most obvious and clearest expression of faith in Hashem is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the most important letter in that whole sentence, all of those six words, the most important letter is that Dalid of Echad. Why? Because the opposite of faith in Hashem, the exact opposite of faith in Hashem is Acher. Acher means other, the other side. Sitra Achra, we talk about the other side. There's the second one. Commandment number one is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Commandment number two is Lo Yelecha Elokim Acherim Al Ponai. He says, I'm the one and no other or no others, Acherim. So the Sforim tell us, number one, that Kel Acher, those two words, Kel Acher, another Hashem, you know, another G-O-D, is Bigimatria Amalek, exactly. Amalek is 240, Kael is 31, Acher is 209. Amalek is Bigimatria Kael Acher, to show what we said here, that he is the opposite of Emunah, he is the antithesis of Emunah. Emunah in Hashem is Hashem Echad, and idol worship is Elokim Acherim. And the distinction, the word Echad has the Aleph and the Ches, but it has a dalet at the end. The idol worship has an almost identical letter. The closest thing possible to a dalet in Hebrew is a resh. Just one little drop of ink that makes the difference between a resh, Elokim Acherim, versus Hashem Echad. Versus Hashem Echad. The Gemara, I think, in Shabbos in one place actually mentions such a thing. The Gemara talks about the laws of Sefer Torah, writing in a Sefer Torah, and then what it says, what if a fly lands on the ink and change it from the Dalit to a Reish, or from a Reish to a Dalit? And the Bnei Yisachar, the other Sforim bring, look at, by coincidence, look at the example the Gemara is bringing about the difference but that changes it from the Dalit to the Reish, because that's from Judaism to the opposite of Judaism. The whole distinct difference between Yiddishkeit versus the exact opposite is that tiny drop of ink that differentiates between the Dalit and the Reish. Why a fly, by the way? It's brought in the Pasuk where it talks about Mechia Samolik. It says over there, Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yeshua, Ksoiv Zois Zikoroin Basefer Visim Bozne Yeshua. Write this down and tell Yehoshua, this message that Melchom al Hashem b'Amalek midor ador, the first letters of Zikoroin, Basefer, Vesim, Bozne, spell the word Zvuv. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that just, we know that when something becomes rotten and spoiled, how do you tell? You see flies going around it. You know that means there's spoilage there. It's no good. It's rotten. That's the symbolism, this klipa of Amalek. Amalek is this rottenness that's symbolized by these flies, by the fly who changes the Dalit into the Reish, or the Reish into the Dalit, trying to make idol worship look like, you know, the real thing, and trying to make this flip. This is why we say Milchom al Hashem ba'Amolek midor dor, that the battle against Amolek is from generation to generation. The battle against is the Dalet and the Reish. That's the battle. The battle is between Kfira, which is the Reish, versus the Dalet. That's why when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Torah says Hashem gave a curse, a big curse. He said, "V'koitz v'dardar tatzmiach lach." Because of the fact that you guys did the opposite, you turned everything upside down. I said, "Don't eat," and you did eat. Now I'm going to turn everything upside down. That you're going to plant wheat, you're going to plant good, and what's going to grow? Thorns and thistles. Koitz is a thorn. Koitz, kuf vav tzadik, is 196, which is the difference between a dalet and a resh. Dalet is 4, resh is 200. The difference between dalet and resh is 196, which is koitz. Because Adam and Chava disgraced, they showed a lack of faith in Hashem, they changed the dalet for the resh. That's why they got this koitz. They got these thorns and dardar. Dardar is this dalid resh. He mentions there why twice. I don't remember this minute. But again, that was the curse was, you showed lack of faith in Hashem. You're going for idol, Elokim Acherim. This is the penalty for it. This is why we say, Melchom al Hashem ba'molik midorda, that this is the battle. Now listen to this. We in the time of Rav Nosson Zal is when the reform movement first got started. You know, the whole business of reform, it started in Russia at that time with them trying to go. They went to the Tsar. Jewish people went to the Tsar to try to force secular education, draft secular education into the Jewish cheders, you know, to be able to join to become part, to assimilate. And that's when they initiated in the reform movement and in those places. The title rabbi, a rabbi is a zero, a rabbi is a no goodnik, a rabbi is a parasite. That title wasn't, they wanted to show that they're leaders of theology, they're the ones teaching religion, they know what how to teach religion properly, but they wanted to add another title to it, rabbi doctor, the title rabbi doctor. And that's the title, that's what made a change, an incredible change. In Klal Yisrael, Rachmon Son, that's that. It started with reform and conservative, and it even infiltrated, even in the Orthodox world. You have universities where they're studying Yiddishkeit, and again, the title Rabbi, Rebbe, which is Roish B'nai Yisrael, which is in the Chumash and in the Gemara, and that title has such holiness to it. That wasn't enough. We want to add this other title to it. And the abbreviation for doctor, as we know in Hebrew, is Dalet Reish. And the B'nai Yisrael writes there, that again, this is the issue. This is Amalek creeping into Klal Yisrael, trying to infiltrate. What are we creeping in? Tiny, like Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran, that the Yetzer Hara is nislapish in mitzvahs. He doesn't say, come do a sin. A tiny change. We just want to make the smallest, we're not making any drastic changes in Yiddishkeit. It started off with the smallest little thing. What's wrong with just a little bit of this? What's wrong with just a little bit of that? And they didn't realize that that's how this angel, that's how Amalek operates. Amalek is the Dalet Reish. That's the Melchama. The Melchama is on that tiny little drop. That's the whole distinction. This is some of what he introduces there to show, to teach us what Yiddishkeit is about. To be continued.